But right now, as we know, the universe is expanding at an increasing rate, and the further away an object is from the Earth, the faster it's moving away from us. It's a good story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little on today's Morning Sedition Slander Minute. And here now is our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Mark, I followed a tip this week that the universe is exploding because of liberals,
what?
Specifically Mark Maron. But a super secret source indicates he won't be here anymore next week anyway.
Wow, well that super secret source is pretty much anyone in the office.
So I learned instead the universe is decaying because of liberals like Mark Riley.
Hey!
According to my sources, Mark Riley exposed a CIA agent. To be precise, he exposed himself to a CIA agent. Hey, I'm here all week, two shows a night.
Where do you get all these false stories?
Online. At Wikipedia.org.
Man, who puts all these lies on Wikipedia?
I do. And another thing, I looked up Mark Riley and found out he's been scheming behind your back to get you kicked off the show. Here's a recording.
I am Mark Riley.
And I am a shadowy member of Air America's board of directors.
We are making an unholy alliance against Mark Maron.
Mark, I swear to God, that's not me.
Who are you going to believe? God of the Internet.
Yeah, it does sound a little like you, Riley.
Here's another thing I learned on Wikipedia about the universe. Entropy in Mark Riley always increases until eventually he decays into a state of inert uniformity.
That's not me. That's the second law of thermodynamics.
Mark, we're all a little tired of that excuse. Besides, I have another recording. Play it.
I am Mark Riley. I can neither be created nor destroyed.
That's the first law of thermodynamics.
See, that's always your answer, Mark.
Ted, do you have any actual news about anything whatsoever?
Mark, I have it on high authority that when he was a young man, Mark Riley, your soon-to-be former co-host on Morning Sedition, forced himself upon Harold Pinter, the playwright.
Wow. This has been the Swander Minute.
Hey, I wasn't done.
With Swander correspondent Ted Fields.
That's it. Yeah. I'm never coming on this show again.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. You're not. Get out.
That's it.
You're banned from Morning Sedition from here on out.
Forever.
Barry, Ted, Lank, Ted, Lank. What do you think of this, Barry?
Yeah.
Can we break character a little bit?
Yeah, why at this point? Who cares?
What that'll happen to your voice.
I don't know. I've had, you know, it's been very cold in New York, and I've had a cold on and off.
It's been very cold, and I almost got, I took some oscillamine. What is it called?
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Come on, man. Come on. It's that Swedish homeopathic magic pills. This stuff. Can you pronounce that?
I've never even seen this before.
Come on, man. You haven't seen it? Wake up.
Oscillococcinum.
You can't say that. Dump that. Dump that.
Is that wrong? Can any of you smarty pantses pronounce that?
I could sit here for the next 5 minutes and spell it out for the audience.
Look at Krim. He's like, I think I can.
Yes.
I think I can rise to the challenge. Come on, boy genius. You know? Can you? Can you do it?
Linda called earlier to ask about the heat in the studio, and she told me the pronunciation of it, but I completely forgot it.
Thanks
for that update.
You know what? Now look at Riley's going to take a shot at it.
Everybody wants to.
I can barely see.
Oh, here's the story, though.
Why would you cancel this show?
Yeah. Are you kidding? We're groundbreaking radio.
2 hours later.